Good morning and aloha. Thank you for the privilege of sharing the Dharma with you today. Shakyamuni Buddha taught that the first of the Four Noble Truths is dukkha. Reverend Dr. Tai Tetsu Uno has a wonderful explanation of dukkha. According to Dr. Uno, this Sanskrit word is composed of two parts, da, meaning bad or poor, and ka, meaning opening, hole, or axle hole. Together, it suggests a bad axle hole that makes a harsh grating noise when the wheel turns. When life does not go smoothly, we experience the first noble truth of dukkha, which is frequently translated into English as suffering. It covers, however, a much wider range of human experience, so I prefer to explain the first noble truth as life does not go according to one's wish. Now, people often understand this notion of suffering and believe that Buddhism only focuses on the negative. However, for me, Buddhism is about supreme optimism, because we see and appreciate life exactly as it is. Buddhism teaches that each of us has the ultimate choice to see a glass of water as half full versus half empty. That with our minds, we create our reality in this life. When we go beyond the superficial and see this truth of life, our fear and suffering is transformed into strength and joy. Living as a Buddhist is a lifelong journey of awakening. Every day, we have the opportunity to cross over from the world of ignorance and delusion to the world of enlightenment. However, Buddhism does not always offer us simple and easy answers in life. The Dharma pushes us to go deeper into our own human experience and understanding to realize the complexity of situations and their underlying causes and conditions. The Dharma challenges us to think critically about our lives and asks us to cultivate gratitude even during our darkest moments. It is precisely in times of trouble that we need to look within ourselves to find the deeper answers on how to cultivate peace. Shakyamuni Buddha taught that we are never separate from the world of enlightenment. Our true essence is always with us, but is covered by our ego and is hidden by the three poisons of greed, hatred, and ignorance. Our challenge, therefore, as human beings, is to look within and to cultivate compassion, love, and wisdom for ourselves and for all sentient beings. Peace begins with each of us looking deep within and transforming our self-centered perspective to one of gratitude and service to others. Living a life of gratitude, we can do our part to cultivate peace within ourselves and in the world around us. The Myokonin Ichitaro once said the following: "The land of bliss is found everywhere. On a vegetable leaf, on a blade of grass, on a sardine. Without saying whether a thing is good or bad, if you sense the working of Amida in and on each thing, this is the truth freed of good and bad of things. All good and bad are the products of one's thoughts. Namu Amida Butsu." Now, the heart of our spiritual experience in Shin Buddhism is gratitude. Such a simple concept, yet so very difficult to cultivate within our own lives, especially when bad things happen and difficulties arise. In the book, Shin Buddhism, Bits of Rubble Turn into Gold, Dr. Uno shares the following story. A few years ago, a colleague asked us to help her friends, a husband and wife team of physicians, who were diagnosed with cancer. She first asked whether we could give them some kind of Buddhist amulet or talisman to comfort them in their hour of extreme distress and apprehension. We thought of giving each of them one of our ninju, strings of beads we hold with our palms pressed together to express our humility and gratitude to the Buddha. But without any familiarity with the Buddhist teachings, they wouldn't find any meaning in the ninju. Instead, we decided to give them a photo reproduction of a statue called Amida Looking Back, along with our thoughts on how one might cultivate and cope with devastating illness. The statue of Amida Looking Back, called Mikaeri no Amida in Japanese, is found in a temple called Eikando, or Zenrinji, in Kyoto. The wooden statue stands 3 to 4 feet high, with its head turned to the left, looking back for stragglers. Now, legend states that back in the 13th century, during a religious procession, the monk Eikon was falling behind, so Amida turned back and urged him to hurry up and join the group. For me, this figure symbolizes the compassion of Amida, who never abandons anyone and always shows concern, especially for the laggard, the lost, and the confused. Although we had never met this couple, nor did we know any details about their situation, we wanted to express our deepest feelings and convey some sense of how a Buddhist might deal with a similar difficulty. Our slim hope was that the following reflection might help them through their ordeal. And Dr. Uno and his wife shared the following poem with them, entitled To Our Friends. The Buddha of boundless compassion looks back so that no one is left behind, beckoning with her left hand, come as you are, and with her right hand held up high, crying, do not fear, for I shall protect you. When we hear this call, we respond and say Namu Amida Butsu. Namu is the lost and confused one seeking a direction home, and Amida Butsu is the Buddha of immeasurable light and life, grasping the wayward being never to abandon. Immeasurable light is the light of boundless compassion, embracing each Namu being in pain and sorrow with its warm, comforting rays, ultimately easing suffering and opening up deep wisdom, life beyond our control, and sharing that sense of reality with all others. The light of boundless compassion steadily focuses on each pain and transforms it as the jagged ice of immense difficulties melts to become the flowing water of true and real life, finding its own way slowly into the calm ocean, peaceful and serene. Dr. Uno then shares how happy they were to hear that the young couple's health issues had passed and that they were doing well. However, this story is a clear reminder that life will not always go smoothly, and that life is sometimes beyond our control. Shin Buddhism teaches us how to live each moment of this unrepeatable and often unpredictable life within boundless compassion that grasps us never to abandon. And so today, as we begin the holiday season, I am reminded that gratitude is at the heart of the holidays. That gratitude is at the heart of Shin Buddhism. And living as a Shin Buddhist is a life of gratitude. And so, isn't it natural to think and to understand that the season of gratitude is all year long? And shouldn't we cultivate gratitude each and every day? Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu.